come to be with you, to inhabit your praises, to fill you through and through. I've come to touch the depths of your soul and heart. I've come because I love you. Glad that you're here this evening, and we're going to begin a new series called Tuning Into God's Frequency. And we're just going to pray over our tithes and offerings. Of course, you can, any time that you want to give anything, you can give any time during the service. And Father, we thank you that you've enabled us to give into your kingdom, and we take pleasure in honoring you with our substance. And Lord, we just call our barns filled with plenty and our vats overflowing with new wine. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I don't know if you have a favorite radio station that you listen to, but if you want to hear what that station has to offer, whether it's talk or news or music, you got to tune into that station, don't you? And if you're a few numbers off, that station is not going to come in clear, and you're going to miss the information that that station would offer. But if you want to get that information that that station is offering, you got to tune in to the right frequency. And how many know God is broadcasting his message throughout this earth? It's never a matter if God is speaking, it's a matter if we're listening. How many know when a radio station puts out its signal, it doesn't have to adjust for the listener? It's the listener that has to adjust to the signal. I mean, they put that signal out there, and if you're within that range and you tune into the right numbers, you're going to get what that station is putting out, right? And I want to help you get what God is putting out to you. And so we're going to tune in to God's frequency. Now, you know, I had to look up that word because I'm not really an electronic guy. I like electronics, but I don't know much about them. I know how to push the buttons. Amen? But, you know, a frequency is a wavelength for broadcasting. And every radio station has a certain range, and they're assigned a number within that range, and that's called their frequency, all right? And the thing about frequency is this: it gives you access to whatever they're offering. So in order to tune into God's frequency, when we get on the right frequency, when we get on the right channel, when we're on the right station, we're going to get access into God's goodness, into his revelation, into his insight, into his kingdom, okay? And the word access means to have admission granted. It means to lead towards, to conduct near, to approach. So tonight, I'm giving you all backstage passes into the Holy of Holies, into the very presence of God. Every one of us has been given access into God's goodness, all right? And before we get into the access part, I wrote down some things. Number one, tuning into God's frequency requires frequent appearances in his presence and before his throne. How many know God's got a throne? He's sitting on his throne right now. Jesus is sitting at his right hand, and he's ever living to make intercession for us. Right now in heaven, Jesus is praying for every one of us. And we have been granted access into his presence, okay? And we can tune in. So we got to make frequent appearances in his presence and before his throne. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4 and 16. Last verse of the chapter. This is an invitation to come into the very presence of God. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come," how? "Boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time." So where is mercy and grace? It's at the throne, right? And since we've been given access to throne, we've been given access because we're going to tune into God's frequency. All right? See, I got my ears on. Say, my heart is open. See, here's the thing. Your heart is like a radio scanner. A radio scanner is able to pick up multiple signals from multiple sources. And your heart is like a radio scanner because you're going to zero in on the frequency that God is speaking to you. Each one of us have our own frequency, how God communicates to us. Isn't that awesome? So he said here, this is an invitation. Come boldly, fearlessly, confidently. Draw near to the throne of grace. You ever see yourself going before God's throne? You have been invited. Because of what Jesus has done on the cross, because of what happened on Calvary, because he finished his work, he now granted us access into God's presence. And we can go before the throne of God anytime, any place, anywhere, any moment of the day. It's open 24 hours, 365 days a year. Never closes. You can come. God has an open door policy, and his policy is anytime you need to come in, come on in. So you got to come with confidence. Come boldly before the throne with confidence, fearlessly. All right? It's the throne of grace. It's the throne of his favor. It's the throne of his power. It's the throne of his goodness. See, when you go before the throne, there's good things there. All right? Okay? And when you get there, you're going to obtain mercy and you're going to find grace when you need it. Grace and mercy are at the throne. And anytime that you want to get some grace and mercy, just come before the throne. It's like if I was to go visit my parents' house, I don't have to ask permission to go into the refrigerator because I'm their son. I have access. And if I'm hungry, I can get something to eat. So we're going to make frequent appearances in his presence and before his throne. We're going to come before the throne of grace. Because how many know that there's going to be times when you need God's grace? When you need his ability to stand, to serve, and to do the impossible. That comes from God's grace. You know, the Apostle Paul, with almost every letter, you know, he magnified the grace of God. He would say, "I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm an apostle by the grace of Jesus Christ." It was grace that was working in Paul to do what he was called to do. Okay? Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. And verses 15 through 17. This is really awesome. "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." How do you need to approach the throne? Boldness, without fear, right? So, notice, you don't have the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, "Abba, Father." What does adoption do for a child? It gives them access to parents they never had. It gives them the right and the privilege to enter into a family, and they get included in sonship or daughtership, whichever it is. And we have the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, "Abba, Father." That means we have a right to go where our father is and to sit on his lap and to call him daddy. We can come into the throne room of God and we can sit on God's lap and he can hold us. He can tell us stories. He can share in our joy. He can comfort us if we need comfort us. He can help us because we've been given access to come into his presence. We've been given the spirit of adoption, not to fear, but we can cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of sonship. The spirit itself, himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you have any doubts, listen to what the spirit is saying. He bears witness with your spirit. You are a child of God. He will let you, he knows who's his. And he gives them a signal. All right? And if you ever in doubt, just ask God. Am I your child? And if he says yes, don't ever doubt it again. You are God's child. Say, I'm God's child. Okay. And if children, then heirs. Oh, my goodness. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be gathered. What does an heir have access to? An heir has access to the estate, to the inheritance, to the wealth, to everything that the family is. If you're an heir of God, you have access. Oh, into his goodness. God's given us access. We are his children. We are his heirs. And those are things that he made us. Those are things that he called us. He gave us access. He's accessible to you. When you need help, he's a very present help in trouble. When you need a friend, he's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. When you need strength, he's your strengthener. When you need joy, he's the joy giver. When you need peace, he's the Prince of Peace. Go to Hebrews chapter 10. I want you to leave tonight being so excited that you have access to God because you can tune into his frequency. See, that's important because you don't want to miss his message. You don't want to miss what God is saying to you in the moment that you need to hear it. You know, there are a lot of people in this world that aren't tuned into what God is saying. For example, you know, in the Bible, when Moses went on Mount Sinai, he heard a voice. What did the people hear? They heard thunder. They didn't hear a voice because they didn't have the access to God at that time that Moses did. See, and there's a lot of people in this world, they're missing what God is saying. They're going by their feelings. They're going by the opinions of others. They're going by this world system, and they're missing what God is saying. I don't want you to miss what God is saying. Because everything that God says is true. And everything that he says to you is true. It's for you. God's message brings life. All right? Hebrews 10:19. We'll read down to verse 23. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to what? To enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Woo! Remember when that veil was torn when Jesus died on the cross? That means you don't have to be a high priest anymore because God made us all priests. We're of a holy priesthood, and we can go into his presence. We can go into the Holy of Holies, and we go there through boldness. We've been given entrance or access because we're tuned into his frequency. Therefore, notice, having, not going to get it, have it right now. Not waiting for it. Having it right now. You have it right now. All you got to do is use it. It'd be like someone giving you the keys to the brand new car. Once you got the keys, you can drive that thing whenever you want. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us, or he has prepared for us, or he has gotten ready for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us, here's another phrase, draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Does your faith lack assurance? You got to put your assurance on. With a true heart in full assurance of faith. You know, having access to God requires faith. It's going to require you to believe something. It's going to require you to take some type of action based on what you believe. All right? Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast to the profession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. He's what? Did you know he's faithful? If he promised you something, he's faithful. He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to make it happen. He's going to do the heavy lifting. Because all his promises are yes and amen. If he promised you to provide for you, he'll provide for you. If he promised to never leave you, he's never going to leave you. You know, the Bible talked about Noah. Genesis 6:8. The Bible says that Noah found grace. Where do you think he found that? He had a relationship with God. He was given access to God. And because he had access to God, because he was able to tune into God's frequency, he was able to hear God's voice. And because he was able to hear God's voice, he found grace. Because guess what? Wherever the king is, the throne is. So Noah found grace. He found a way to go to God's throne in prayer, to communicate with God. And because of that, the information that he got by tuning into that frequency saved his family and saved the human race. Think about that for a minute. That was an important message to tune into. Number two, the second thing I thought about in frequency, tuning into God's frequency requires studying his word. Everybody say study. Oh, I thought I was just supposed to read the word. No, you're supposed to study the word. Study to show yourself approved. You know, the Bible doesn't say for you to rely on what people tell you. Uh-oh. I mean, people are to preach the word. I'm called to preach the word. But you're not to rely on my preaching. You're to study it out for yourself. You better become familiar with the word of God. You better study it. Character studies, book studies, subject studies. Man, go to Proverbs chapter 4. If you want to get access to God, if you want to tune into his frequency, it's going to require you to study his word. Hey, Caleb, being a doctor, do you have to study? I wouldn't want a doctor operating on me who hadn't studied. I wouldn't want a mechanic fixing my cars who doesn't know how the car works. Amen? I don't want someone fixing my computer to say, what's a window? Or what's an app? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Did you know that you can gain access to God by studying his word? You got to study to show yourself approved, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if you can rightly divide it, you can also wrongly divide it. Wrong division of the word comes from lack of study. You ever see a mama bird feed the baby birds? That mama bird will come up to the nest, and all you see is this. You see these little mouths wide open, right? And the mama bird will just drop whatever she has in her mouth into the baby bird's mouth. right? How many ever babies there are. She puts a little bit here. People who don't study the word are like those little birds. And whatever goes in their mouth, that's what they accept. Don't be that like that. Be a person that studies the word. Proverbs 4:20. My son and my daughter, attend to my what? Words. Attend. Pay attention. Focus. Put some effort into it. Attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Did you know in order for the word to get to your heart, it's got to go through your brain? It's got to come through, you know, it's got about 18 inches to go, right? And there's a difference from the word being in your head to your heart. Did you know that a lot of people are only 18 inches away from a miracle? They have a head knowledge, but it's not in their heart. See, when it's in your heart, it will change your life. Only when the word is in your heart will it change your life. It's not going to change your life being in your head. Because with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Okay? Keep them in the midst of your heart, verse 22, for they are life to those that find them. Finding the word is like studying the word, isn't it? But when you find it, you find life. And health to all their flesh. Woo! The word of God is health to all your flesh. Why is that? Did you know that you were made out of the word? The reason that the word can be health to your flesh is because God used the word to make you out of it. You were made from this substance. And if it makes you, it can heal you. If it makes you, it can cure you. If it made you, it can fill you. Hallelujah. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Okay? So, if you want to tune into God's frequency, you got to study the word. Go to Romans 10. 10 and verse 17. You probably know this. But review helps us memorize it, doesn't it? Don't ever get to the point where you get tired of hearing the scripture or you think you know it. When you say, oh yeah, I know that, you stop learning. Romans 10, 17. Faith, so then faith comes. Did you realize the Bible only said that faith comes by one way? By hearing, and hearing what? Now, it's good to hear it in this setting, but it's also good to hear yourself say it. It's also helpful to, when you read the word, read it out loud. Isn't it interesting how everything Jesus did, he said he was going to do before he did it? Why do you think he said it before he was going to do it? Because he was the word talking. He was the word walking. So he laid the groundwork. He spoke it and did it. That's what we need to do. We need to speak it and we need to do it. But faith comes by hearing. Did you notice it doesn't come by having heard? Hearing is now and ongoing, isn't it? Perpetual. And notice it doesn't say once you've heard enough that you can stop hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So if you're going to have faith, and we all have to have faith, without faith we can't please God. So we're going to have to hear the word. We're going to have to study the word to get faith because that gives us access to God. The more faith you have, the greater access you have. The more faith you have, you've just increased your security clearance. With each faith, you get a greater security clearance level. Go to Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7. Verses 1 through 3. My son, my daughter, keep my words. Lay up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live. And my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them upon the table of your heart. Boy, if that's not saying getting in the word, I don't know what is. You know, Peter tells us to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. How many crave the word? You got to have a craving for the word of God. You ever have a craving for a particular food? You're not satisfied until you get that particular item, whatever it is. When a craving is so strong in you, you'll go through many things to get to it. Amen? And we've got to crave the word so much that we're willing to go through many obstacles to get it. In other words, nothing can keep you from it. Amen. Crave, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may go. Listen, if there's any milk that does the body good, it's the milk of the word. Third thing I learned about frequency is tuning into God's frequency requires a knowledge and sensitivity to His Spirit's voice and leading. You know, we have the greatest helper that we could ever have. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we'll start with verse 9. We'll read to 14. But as it is written, isn't that interesting how he has it right here? You know, as it is written, God always goes by the book. God does everything by the book. Because this book is alive. This book is powerful. This book is the word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to pierce to the dividing asunder between soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It's a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Right now, this book knows what you're thinking. This book knows why you do what you do, or why you don't do what you do, what you don't do. This book knows. It discerns thoughts and intents. Remember when Jesus walked the earth and the Pharisees would have a thought or a question in their minds, and he would answer their question, he'd be like, wouldn't that freak you out? You're thinking something in your mind, and someone answers directly to what's in your mind. But God, the word is a discerner of thoughts and intents. Listen, the word of God can separate the junk. It can filter through the things that are deceptive because this is the truth. This does not deceive. This sheds light. This gives life. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. How many love God? Amen. Well, you know what? God's got something prepared for all of you. He's got something prepared for those that love him. He's got good works prepared for you. He's got good meals prepared for you. He's got blessings prepared for you. He's got divine appointments prepared for you. It's just a matter of turning into his frequency. We as the listeners, we always have to do the adjusting. God doesn't have to adjust. His message doesn't need to be adjusted. His message is what it is. God said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Remember in Revelation? He gave a stern warning. He said, don't take away or add anything to this book. Why? It's good enough like it is. We don't have to change it. We don't have to add to it. We don't have to take away from it. It's good the way it is. Okay? So you're not going to get into the things that God has prepared for you naturally. God doesn't lead you externally. He doesn't use circumstances to direct your path. Are you an intelligent being? Is God an intelligent being? That's really a wrong question, but it's true, right? So don't you think that two intelligent beings would communicate directly to one another? God doesn't have to use code or circumstances to get a message to you. He will speak to you. He will reveal it to you. He'll show it to you. But it's not going to come through natural means. The frequency of God is not on the natural channel. There's no natural receiver that can pick up what God is saying. But we have been equipped with a supernatural receiver. But God, verse 10, but God, I love when God butts in. Anytime God butts in, it's always something better. But God has revealed them. What is the them? The good works, the good things that he has prepared for you. He's revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all the things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit is the ultimate receiver of what God is saying. Okay? He searches the deep things. For what man knows the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that have been that are freely given to us by God. So in other words, there are things that have been freely given to us by God. Those are the things we need access to. And in order to get that access, we've got to tune into his frequency. We got to be on the channel that his broadcast is coming in, right? And the Holy Spirit's going to help you fine-tune the signal so that you get the message. I love how God works. God is awesome. So these things are unveiled to us by the Holy Spirit, verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. That once again, you're not going to get this through man's wisdom. Education is good, but education compared to revelation, it doesn't compare. But you know what? It's good to have both. Paul had an education, but he also had revelation. And God used the education, but God showed him things that the education couldn't show him. I mean, who would have thought that there's over 100 uses for a peanut? But George Washington Carver, who was a believer, God created that peanut. He knows more about the peanut than anybody. He tapped into the frequency of God, and he got knowledge that no one else knew. And he discovered things about the peanut. 100 things about the peanut. It's amazing what you can do when you tap into God's frequency. It's amazing the information that comes. And we can tap into God's frequency. But it's in order to do that, we got to fine-tune our lives. We got to make some adjustments in our life. Because some things in our life cause too much static and we miss the message that's going forth. We got too much static. We're not tuned in sometimes. You ever wake up? You ever have a day where you wake up and you don't feel like you're tuned in? Just keep smiling and looking forward. We don't speak these things in man's wisdom, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14, here it sums it up right here. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. That's, you might as well say the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He's not going to get anything. So a natural man is really unstable. And a natural man, just like the double-minded man, they lose out. They miss the message. They miss the information and the revelation that's going forth. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Can you say, I have the mind of Christ? Having the mind of Christ is having the Holy Spirit. It's having that ability to tune into God, to pick up God's signal. There's only one receiver that can pick up God's station, and that is the Holy Spirit. There's only one satellite hookup that you can have, and you've got to have that spiritual connection to God. He comes in you when you get born again, but then you get his power when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. He increases what's already there. But we need to have a knowledge and a sensitivity to the Spirit's voice and to the Spirit's leading. We've got to be able to hear what God is saying, and we've got to be able to yield and do what he says to do. Why did Jesus have to go to Samaria? Remember, he told his disciples, it's necessary that I've got to go to Samaria. Why? Because the Spirit of God was telling him he needed to go to Samaria. So he goes there. The disciples aren't with him at the moment. He meets this woman. He begins to minister to this woman. That was a divine connection. But it happened because Jesus was tuned in to the Spirit. He never missed what the Spirit was saying. He had the Spirit without measure. Now, you and I, we have a measure of it. But just like Jesus, we have the capability to catch what the Spirit of God is saying, so we don't miss it. It's just a matter of fine-tuning into his frequency. Just making a few adjustments on the dial. Turning it to the left or turning it to the right and getting that right number, and where you get God's message clearly to us. It's so important to get God's message clearly. You got to get the whole message. And once you do what he says, you can't stop listening. Like Abraham. I'm glad he didn't stop listening when the knife was over Isaac. How many know that God had some other things to say? And if he would have tuned God out, he would have missed God's plan. So, don't tune out. There's never a right time to tune out from the Spirit's voice. All who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. One of the qualities and characteristics that a child of God has is that the Holy Spirit leads, guides, and directs them. And finally, the last thing is tuning into God's frequency requires a prepared heart and a prayerful disposition. If you want to tune into God's frequency and get on his channel and hear his broadcast, you got to have a prepared heart and a prayerful disposition. Go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Verses 3 through 5. Verse 3, it says, "And Samuel spoke unto the house of Israel, saying, If you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts." You either all in or you're not in. How much of your heart does God want? Can you substitute all of your heart for anything else? I'll give you two legs and a brain for my heart. No, doesn't work that way. See, your heart represents you. And it's the heart that God looks to when he wants to do something in your life. So Samuel was telling them to return to the Lord with all their hearts. Put away strange gods. You got any strange gods in your life? It's time to put them away if you do. Amen? It's time to tune in. Listen, having a strange God in your life will cause you to miss out on God's. You won't get in the right frequency. You'll miss the message. And Asheroth from among you, prepare your hearts unto the Lord. How many of you know there comes a time when we have to get our hearts ready. A good time to get your hearts ready is before you come to the service. The service wasn't necessarily designed to get your heart ready, but you should prepare your hearts before you come, because God may want to use you. He may want to operate a spiritual gift through you, and he won't do it unless your heart is prepared and ready. Did you come ready to give or ready to receive? It's a good question. I'm not giving you an answer. I'm just asking the question. Prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Asheroth and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah and I will pray for you. That's where the prayerfulness comes in. Okay? Ezra 7:10. You don't have to turn there, but it says, Ezra prepared and set his heart to seek the Lord. How many know that in order to seek the Lord, sometimes you got to get your heart ready? Sometimes you got to... In order for you to hear God's voice accurately, sometimes you got to quiet everything. You got to rid yourself of some distractions. That's why Jesus prayed at night. Because he wasn't having the distractions that he could really focus in on hearing God's voice. He prayed all night and before he picked his disciples. Psalm 78:7-8, the Amplified says, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hearts aright, nor prepared their hearts to know God. You know, when this age ends, Jesus gave a parable of 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The wise kept oil in their pots. The foolish let the oil run out. Don't let the oil run out. Keep your heart prepared. Keep yourself in a prayerful disposition. What does that mean? It means that when things happen in life, the first thing you do is pray. Then after you pray, then you can do whatever else you need to do, right? Prayer ought to be our first response. Start getting in the habit of it now. When there's peaceful times, that's the time to prepare and pray, because there will come a time when you're going to have to be in emergency. You're going to have that operating. How many know Daniel was, he always kept a prayerful disposition. Right when the law was signed by the king that said you couldn't pray for 30 days, what was the first thing Daniel did? He went home to pray. That's what you call a prayerful disposition. A prayerful disposition means when people say you can't pray, you say, I don't think so. I'm going to pray anyway. Nah. That might be a little bit too much attitude, but... All right, and there's 3 main scriptures that talk about access. Romans 5, Ephesians 2, 14, and Ephesians 3. All those scriptures talk about access to God, access to the Spirit, and access to Jesus Christ. We're going to go over those next week. But you're here tonight because I believe when you come out on a Wednesday, you're hungry. And because you're hungry, God's going to fill you. Amen. God wants to make sure that you are on the right channel, you're on the same page, and together you and God can make beautiful music together. Amen. And it's going to sound like an orchestra. So what we're going to do is we're going to prepare our hearts, and we're going to take a prayerful disposition. And if you need prayer for anything in your life, because maybe that thing is hindering you, maybe that thing got your frequency out of whack, let the anointing correct it right now. Amen? So if you need prayer for anything in your life, I just want you to come up. We're going to receive prayer. It's going to be quick. Okay? I believe God can do a quick work. I believe that one touch from the Master's hand can make up the difference. And for the rest of it, I just want you to prepare your heart. If you can pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Just worship and just tune into God's frequency. And just take a moment to listen to what the Spirit's saying to you. Maybe about your life, maybe about tomorrow, maybe about what's happening. You know, He has solutions. Before David ever went into battle, well, every time that he inquired of the Lord before he went to fight the enemy, he always won. So take a moment to inquire of God, all right? So if you need prayer, come up now. And then the rest of you, I just want you to get in God's presence. Forget about who's around you for just a moment. And I want your soul focus to be on the Lord. And I want you to tune into His frequency by prayer and praise, all right? Everybody understand what you're doing? This is not a time to sit inactive. You know, this is a time to do something. And you're tuning into God's frequency. You're tuning your ears. You're opening your heart. You're getting ready to receive His message. That's so important. And if you need prayer, come up quickly. And the Lord's going to touch you. Because that's just what He does. He's a good God. Father, I thank You so much. Father, we just release the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Just breathe on them, Father. Restore their strength. Ah, yes, He's strengthening you right now. In Jesus' name, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh yeah, you got to get strong. You got to let that joy flow. In Jesus' name.